podcast series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. This is episode 5 that I'll be recording. Just a quick message that a few of you listening to my previous episode were saying that the volume was kind of low. I'm not really sure why. When I did it on the playback, it sounded normal to me. So I'm not really sure why it was low, but this episode, I will try to speak up a little bit louder. I'll be talking about what it means to be beneficial for yourself versus being beneficial for someone else's needs. You know, in life, we're always being used. A lot of people automatically associate that with the negative connotation and say, oh my God, being used, you know, that kind of thing. When you think about it, though, we're always using each other. Not always in the negative sense, but that's, you know, automatic what people think. But when you are helping someone and they help you in return and there's that even balance, you're using each other. And then there's a negative connotation with it when, you know, you're always doing something for someone and, you know, it's very intentional and selfish with like, okay, I'm going to get what I can get from this person and I'm going to make myself happy kind of thing. And that's intentional. Or it could be where you find yourself always helping a particular individual over and over again. They may not even realize it. And at the end of the day, they're using you, but you're not getting anything out of that situation. The idea is that, you know, you want to help people, but you also want to help people who mean well for you. You don't want just anyone getting the benefits of you. And, you know, you work so hard just working on yourself every day to master your balance, master your energy, just being the individual who you are and staying positive in everyday life. And then when you encounter someone, you know, you want to make sure when you give any part of you to anyone that it's kind of deserving, or you can give, but don't give so much of yourself that you have none left for you. You know, you wanna help people who will help you. So while it's great to give, you don't want to give too much of yourself. Although, if you are a nice person and you are always giving, you will encounter those who like to take, and takers take. They take energy, they take your time, they take your effort. Sometimes, depending on the situation, they take your material things. They'll take your livelihood. That's when you kind of need to know when to cut them off. You know, when the respect or the liking, isn't really being reciprocated to you. You know, that's when you kind of need to know, okay, this is where I have to cut them off and this kind of can't continue. It goes into people using you or you becoming the go-to person for everyone. So it's kind of like, this is the one where it's, they're using you, but it's not as intentional. You know, you always wind up being the person, the go-to person, because a lot of people might look up to you, or a lot of people may say, oh, she's level-headed or he's level-headed. They always give great advice. They have so much knowledge and so much wisdom. So people are just naturally drawn to you. They automatically come to you for help or for this or for that, whatever the case is. And while that's all well and great, it's still the same thing of knowing when not to give so much of you that you don't have enough of you left for yourself. And in those kind of situations, kind of like, you know, what boundaries do you have in place for yourself? You know, should you have hard boundaries for some people depending on your relationship with them? Should you put people in your life on different pedestals? You know, like if you have one person who's always in a dilemma and they're coming to you for advice, do you after a while want to kind of stop giving them advice because you're tired of repeating yourself? Or if you have someone who's always coming to you for this or for that, do you want to stop that? Because again, they're reaping the benefits of you and kind of taking the easy way out on their side of things. You know, so do you want to have those hard boundaries for particular people in your life, depending on their relationship and their association from them to you? You know, what is you guys' relationship like? You know, you need to keep the resources for yourself. You know, we all work hard, so we don't work hard and just give everything away. It's great to be great to people who are good to you. You know, those people who give you that even balance, it's good to be great to them. Those are the ones who are deserving of your benefits. You know, when you draw those hard lines in the sand about your boundaries, you know, be unapologetic about it. You know, people who don't respect you don't deserve your benefits. And the difference between, you know, the ones who deserve it and then versus the ones who can just get what they can get. So anyways, that's what this podcast was about. Just pretty much quickly summing up what it means to be beneficial for yourself versus being beneficial for someone else. But how does that affect you as an individual? And then just at the same time, that kind of windles down into the difference between what someone deserves from you versus what they can have, and kind of giving people your energy accordingly to how they treat you in their life or in your life. So anyways, that was a quick podcast. I tried not to keep it too long, just something short and sweet. I hope you got something from this, and as always, go ahead and just give me your feedback. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, peace and blessings.